It's been good, and it's only been one game. But, you know, it's been good to win, and at least we give ourselves the chance to advance to the next round.
Jeff, you've kind of been on both sides of the spectrum. You've been up there and had some success against New England. What's your expectation going up there for this game? What's your thought process?
Well, I know they're going to give us their best shot. And, you know, I felt like we got a good shot from them the last time they were here. You know, I expect us to play better, you know, make it a little more difficult for them. But, you know, it's Tom Brady, and he's good for a reason. I mean, he's won a lot of games, you know, won a lot of big games, Super Bowls, whatever. So we expect their best shot.
It's supposed to be like 10 degrees or something like that. Does that play into the defense's hands, offense's hands?
Nobody's hands.
Freezing.
I mean, it's cold. I mean, but that's part of the game. You know, you let the elements be what they are, and you just go out and play. You know, try to stay warm as much as possible.
How critical is it for your defense to sort of limit the yards after the catch?
Very critical. I think you see a lot of short throws, and then here you go, missed tackle here, missed tackle there. Guy make you miss. I mean, they got a lot of good players that can run after the catch, and if we don't limit that, I mean, we can see what can happen, because that's what happened in the first game.
Jim, last game you corralled Gronkowski and Welker pretty well, and then Hernandez goes off. Is that Brady's kind of best attribute there, as he goes to the open guy? It doesn't matter. He doesn't force it into his
face. Well, see, I don't think Hernandez gets the credit he deserves. Yeah, Gronkowski has the numbers. You know, Welker has the numbers. But Hernandez, when you watch him on tape, I mean, he runs routes just as good as any tight end in the game. So, I mean, he's a guy that definitely deserves more credit than he gets.
You guys played the Packers, obviously, this year, and their offense, and played New England's offense. I mean, how comparable are those two offenses when you look at them, I mean, with the number of weapons that they can throw at you?
Well, similar, but not really. I mean, the thing that makes them go is the quarterbacks are so good. The skill position players are so good. And you combine that, I mean, that's why they spread it out and dare you to stop them.
But Jeff, how much does another Pro Bowl season mean to you, just in terms of personal satisfaction, longevity, and quality at the same time?
Well, it makes me feel like people still respect my game at this age, but I really don't put a lot of thought in the Pro Bowl too much. You know, it's just I want to win a ring, and that's why I still play.
Is this the kind of challenge like you relish? I mean, as a pro athlete, you know, going up on the road against the Tom Brady and, you know, kind of everything against you and having to win a game like this in this kind of a moment?
Yeah, as a pro athlete, you kind of live for these moments. This is why you play, you know, to be on the big stage and to get out there and show what we can do as a team. Yeah, that's what motivates me to keep playing this game.
And what benefits are there from having played them so recently, do you think?
Well, we kind of know what to expect, but they have a good coaching staff, so I can't say that we're going to get everything that we got in the first game, but they're not going to steer away from what they do best, and, you know, that's putting the ball in number 12's hand and letting them go to work. Oh, yeah.
How much did Coach Fox help you when things weren't doing well early in the season to help things turn around, his attitude?
Excuse me, Sam.
Early in the season when things weren't going well, how did Coach Fox's attitude help turn things around?
Well, he kept the same attitude. You know, he never let us, you know, get down on ourselves. You know, he never let us think that he didn't believe in us anymore. It was just keep pressing, keep working. He kept saying he believes in us, and, you know, guys, I guess, fed off of that and, you know, kept believing in themselves as well. And that's all it takes, a little bit of belief, a lot of hard work.
Chip, Andre Goodman talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's kind of long-winded, but when you guys played the Patriots, you know, Doc had just been out. It was really the first game he was out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had Raheem in there. Clinton really hadn't been playing yet. And he said kind of like the moment of that game, Tebow and Brady, he said the young players, now that they've got that out of their system and they have a playoff game out of their system and you guys have played together, you feel like the second time around, you know, some of those busted coverages and mistakes, those are the kinds of things that will be better this time around?
Oh, they better be. They will be. I know that for a fact. We're not going to make all the mistakes we made the first game. Thing is, now you got to go stop them. You know, whether you're in position or not, they still have good players. So you got to find a way to stop them. One thing about it, you just can't help them along the way.